Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did you think of the president's budget request?
Well, last week we found out that our national debt now exceeds $19 trillion. It gets higher every day. By the time the president leaves office, it will have nearly doubled over the course of his term. And yet, the president just keeps pushing for more spending. His most recent request, which he formally made to Congress on Tuesday, is for another $4 trillion in spending. Just in 1 year. It's a staggering sum of money and hard to imagine. Under the president's proposal, over the next decade, our interest payments on the national debt would triple from $223 billion to $787 billion.
So what would he spend all that money on?
He's requesting that Congress raise taxes by $2.7 trillion over the next decade, including a new oil tax that would raise the price of gasoline by 25 cents a gallon. He wants more tax money because he refuses to cut spending. Perhaps what is most alarming is what he is not proposing to change. Nearly $3 out of $4 trillion of the budget is for mandatory spending that is just done automatically by the bureaucracy without Congress and the president setting funding levels. Programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, parts of Obamacare, and interest on the debt are funded on autopilot according to a formula. This category of spending, this automatic spending, has increased from 30% of the budget in 1962 to 70% of the budget in 2016. This formula spending is increasingly eating up resources that could go to things like roads and bridges and education, helping the poor. And with 10,000 Americans retiring every single day, there's only more and more stress being put on these programs. According to Social Security trustees, Social Security is going to become insolvent or go bankrupt in 2034. According to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Medicare will be insolvent 4 years earlier. And I'm ready to work with President Obama to fix these problems. But we need him to do his job and lead. This week, I voted for legislation that would require the president to come up with a plan to pay down our debt every year. But in the past 50 years, we have added to our debt. It's just common sense that anyone who kept increasing their debt every year would soon lose their creditors. It's not enough to reduce the deficit. We need to deal with the underlying problems. Number one, the automatic spending formula causing the borrowing. Number two, the money we've already borrowed that is racking up hundreds of billions of dollars in interest every year. We won't get these interest payments back. That money won't build any roads or educate any children. The longer we wait to pay back the debt, the more interest we pay.
Could you give us an update on the Health Subcommittee?
On Wednesday, the Energy and Commerce Committee, the Health Subcommittee, which I chair, conducted a hearing on how the federal government reimburses states for Medicaid. Right now, the government often uses data that is out of date, sometimes up to 6 years old, to determine how much to pay each state. And this leads to waste, but also inequality. We need to find ways to keep the data accurate, timely, so that help gets to where it is needed, not where it was needed yesterday.
Congressman, what did you think about the Doritos commercial during the Super Bowl?
I thought that it was a humorous and clever advertisement. I was shocked by the criticism of it by abortion supporters. In the advertisement, a father eats chips while viewing the ultrasound of his unborn child. In the ultrasound, the baby's hand moves wherever he moves the chips. NARAL, the National Abortion Reproductive Rights Action League, attacked the ad for, quote, humanizing the fetus, end quote. You can't humanize what is already human. What kind of baby do they think it is? This shocking and offensive attack just shows how ultrasound technology is changing the debate about human life, how public opinion is becoming more pro-life, and those who value every human being can be confident that science and technology will ultimately cast abortion into the dustbin of history.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. A good job can change a life, can mean the difference between stability and satisfaction and poverty. And that's why I'm pleased to say that unemployment in Lancaster County has now fallen to its lowest level in 8 years. It's now down to 3.6%, well below the national average, which is about 5%. Of the 18 metro areas in Pennsylvania, only Gettysburg has a lower unemployment rate. The Pennsylvania hospitality sector has added thousands of jobs in recent months. The retail sector has also performed well. Both of these industries have contributed to a stronger Pennsylvania, more inclusive economy. The vast majority of those who are poor are unemployed. Government handouts proposed by some politicians only make poverty more tolerable. They don't get anyone out of poverty. Jobs do. We must continue to work to help those of our neighbors who are still looking for jobs and celebrate those who have found work.
Thank you, Carson Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.